At the end of the hot summer of 1787, a weary but exultant Benjamin Franklin emerged from the Constitutional Convention after many weeks of rigorous debate. A lady in the crowd spotted him and called out, "Well, doctor, what have we got? A republic or a monarchy?" Franklin replied, "A republic, madam, if you can keep it." A republic, if you can keep it. What did Franklin mean? The founding fathers who gathered in that historic room many years ago had created a republic, placing the responsibility on we the people to keep this form of government. How are we to do that? One very important way to keep our republic is by raising our voices through voting. Let's look at why we vote, if one vote really matters, and the charge from past generations. The United States of America was created to be a republic. According to Merriam-Webster, a republic is a government in which supreme power resides in a body of citizens entitled to vote and is exercised by elected officers and representatives responsible to them. This wordy definition basically says that it's us, the people, who are the authority. We elect representatives, but those whom we elect are responsible to us. Voting is how we determine the course our country takes. It's a very important role that we the people play in keeping our nation on track. Most red, white, and blue Americans will tell you in a heartbeat that it's important to vote. But even these people have probably at one time or another had the fleeting thought, does my one vote really matter? If you could ask Sam Houston this question, he would reply with an emphatic yes. The reason? Let me tell you. Sam Houston, the then president of the Republic of Texas, was waiting to hear if Congress had voted to include Texas as the 28th state in the Union. The motion was passed by just one vote. A vote cast by Senator Harrigan of Indiana. This might not seem very significant, but the story isn't over yet. 6 years earlier, the state legislature of Indiana voted on who would be their U.S. Senator. State legislator Madison Marsh had the deciding vote in a three-way tie. He chose James Harrigan. At this point, you may be thinking, well, of course votes cast by an elected official are going to make a difference, but a regular person's vote won't really mean anything. Stay with me. The story still isn't over yet. A certain Jameson Shoemaker, a simple farmer in the state of Indiana, barely made it to the election office before it closed. He cast his vote for Madison Marsh. When the votes were tallied, Marsh had 218 votes and his opponent had 217. Jameson Shoemaker's single vote put Marsh into office. Shoemaker voted for Marsh, who won by one vote. Marsh voted for Harrigan, who won by one vote. Harrigan voted for Texas statehood, which won by one vote. One ordinary man with one ordinary vote was directly responsible for Texas becoming a state. There really is power in one vote. In just a few short months, I will register to vote. I will have a say in how my government is run. My vote will matter. Your vote matters, not only in doing something great for our country, but in honoring and keeping a charge made to us by past generations. I read a story of a father who took his son to register to vote. This man had been a sailor in World War II. He told his son, "I served my country so that you would always have the right to vote. Promise me you will make an effort to vote to honor me and the sacrifice I made for this great nation of ours." This made me think of my own grandfathers who fought in World War II. It's as if they are speaking these same words to me, charging me to honor them and their sacrifice by voting. In this way, you and I can be a part of we the people and keep the republic created in that hot summer of 1787.